This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1197. How much native English should you be consuming? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What kind of balance should you strike between using native materials and learning English with teachers, with podcasts and videos? You want to go after that sweet spot, so we'll help you find it today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing? You feeling tired? What's going on?
I am feeling a little bit tired. You know, some weeks just everything happens. Yeah. My dog had fleas. I got a speeding ticket.
Oh,
that's on me. That's my bad. But, you know, weeks everything happens. But it's cool. You know, I'm not worried. What about you? How was your week?
My week was good. I'm actually also very intense. We are getting ready to launch some things, All Ears English, and I'm getting ready to relocate out west, actually.
Oh,
and so that's intense. I'm looking for someone to take over our apartment. And
wow,
there's a lot going on for both of us. But we are here and we're showing up.
Yes, of course, because this is like getting to do podcast recording. It's a break.
Yeah.
It's a break from all the other stuff.
Oh my gosh.
We get to like chat about English and interesting stuff. I mean, this is way more fun than trying to find someone to take over your lease, right?
Yeah, this is going to be a good way to round out the week. And for our listeners, because this will be coming out on a Thursday. Actually, Jessica, we got a great question for today's episode, and I'm super, super excited to share it with our listeners. Are you?
Me too. I'm really excited to talk about this.
All right. Well, I'm just going to dive into it and go ahead and read the question. It was a question from Anderson Nen Marinho. About learning English. So we're talking about the best way to do it. All right. So here we go. So he wrote in and he said, what have you been up to? And he told me when Father's Day is in Brazil, because I had asked that question. And he said, taking advantage of this moment, I would like to ask advice from you. Is it better to learn through the videos that teach English, learn through videos that talk about other subjects, or both of them? For me, it's easier to understand what I hear than speaking with someone in English. I'm afraid to make mistakes. I forget words and I don't know what to do. All right.
Yeah, for sure. Well, these are really like two different issues that are connected, right? Because it's like, just listening to an English video is going to be easier than if you're in a live conversation with somebody. And like, because you're also worried about responding. You're like in your head thinking about what you should say instead of just focused on the other person. But if we tackle that first question about learning effectively, then that confidence and that progress will help him in the real life conversations.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that Anderson asked this question, because I feel like a lot of our listeners are asking themselves themselves the same thing, right? The question here is, should you be listening to material that is about learning English? It's basically teachers teaching you English, or should you be using your English to learn about other things, right?
Yes.
Yeah, such a good question.
Yeah, so this made me right away think of James' new elementary school. He's starting at a new elementary school for third grade in the fall, and we're really excited. It's a really good school. And interestingly, it has a Vietnamese immersion program.
Wow, Vietnamese, interesting.
I know, so right?
Cool. Way to go, Portland.
I know, yeah. It's more diverse than people think. yeah, so... Of course, he's not going into that because you can't just like start that in third grade. It has to be from like kindergarten or whatever.
Okay.
And I would kind of prefer him to be in a Spanish immersion anyway, if I could choose. Yeah. But this is exactly an exact analogy, right? Because if you're studying a language in school, in elementary or university, whatever point you're at, there's two different tracks, right? So the immersion track is all of your classes are in that language.
Yes.
So that means you're studying math in Vietnamese. You're studying science in Vietnamese. So you're learning other subjects through the language.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas usually we just have like a Vietnamese class where you learn vocab and grammar, right?
Yes.
And like that's it. So that's the difference. And that it's a really good question because there's not one blanket answer. It depends on where you're at.
Yeah, it's so important. This is where it comes down to self-awareness, knowing our level and knowing when we can mix the two. So, right. So we would say, guys, if you are more towards that beginner or low intermediate level, that pre-intermediate level, you're going to want to focus more on, you know, listening to English teachers actually handling the language for you, kind of delivering it to you in a way that you can understand, because you want to get your bearings. You want to get your confidence, right?
Yeah. And if you don't have the tools to understand the native language, you're not going to get it. Like, it's going to be a waste of time if you're not comprehending anything.
Yeah.
Right? That was a term we used a lot in my applied linguistics courses, was like, it has to be like, we think of the way we learn, the material has to be comprehensible plus one, which means you can understand a lot of it, but there's still always stuff you don't understand. And that's what keeps you learning.
Yeah. That's so, that sweet spot that we say, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, if you're pre-intermediate or lower, which listeners, I don't think you are because you're understanding most of what we say. But if you're pre-intermediate or lower, then you just don't have the tools to like dive into a TED talk, right? Like you need to be learning the vocab and grammar so you can understand it later.
Exactly. I love that. I love that idea of the sweet spot. And we want to always aspire to find that point. But then as we move up and we approach intermediate, that's when we're going to get a chance to make a blend, make a beautiful kind of mix it up for ourselves, create our own buffet of options.
English milkshake.
Yeah.
I love milkshakes. So I just had an amazing peanut butter chocolate milkshake a couple days ago. I think that's why it's on my mind. totally. So it's like, that's why this podcast, All Ears English, is the sweet spot. Like this is the sweet spot if you're intermediate or higher, because you have this awesome mixture of just conversation.
Yes.
We're not speaking super slow. We're like normal pace, not teacherifying or whatever sentences. So you have this awesome natural native back and forth, but at the same time, you get these specific language points where we can explain like vocab and why we say things.
Exactly. That's why we get a lot of emails actually from our listeners, who say they love the show, and they say that they understand about 80% of the show, and that's it right there.
Perfect.
Right? You understand enough to enjoy, but it leaves you a little something to challenge yourself and to aspire and to say, I want to know how to speak like that. I want to know how to say those things. So it is that sweet spot. I love it. I love it. Hey guys, quick reminder, make sure you hit subscribe on All Ears English now so that you don't miss a single episode or bonus episode from our show. Go ahead and hit subscribe on the All Ears English podcast now. Yeah. imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
And I think, I mean, obviously the way to make it the most effective is to have the All Ears English app and be able to use it to like for that targeted language.
Yes.
Right? To be able to use this podcast for as much as you possibly can, because then you have your own personalized vocab list and you're creating this learning for yourself.
It's so true. Like I remember yesterday I was actually creating the list for the week, selecting the words that our listeners were going to be able to favorite inside of the app, and you had used a word flummoxed actually at the at the live podcast recording, and we selected that word as a tappable word, and I thought to myself, wow, this is gonna push some of our listeners, but it's good, it's gonna offer that challenge for them.
Totally. Yeah, guys, like just keep this in mind, right? Like this is your goal. Comprehensible plus one. I know it's a weird phrase, but like it makes sense. Like it says exactly what it is supposed to, like what exactly what you need. Understand 80%, perfect. But that 20%, that's pushing you forward. Mm. So when you have these highlighted words, then it's like, oh, okay, like then, okay, I'm learning this other 20%. Like I am accomplishing this forward movement now.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And then moving into the high intermediate and the advanced students, I mean, you guys can always have a challenge here at All Ears English, but it's a good time once you're reaching those advanced levels, start branching out, right? We recommend this a lot on IELTS Energy. And when we know your level, we're able to give you guys more specific guidance. But yeah, you guys need to be listening to NPR, TEDx.
Totally.
Right? All kinds of good stuff is out there waiting for you.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Like we definitely talk about the specific skills more on the IELTS side for sure. And guys, even if you're not studying IELTS, you should definitely check out the IELTS Energy podcast, because it is more skills focused, right? How do I improve my reading, my listening, vocab stuff? So what we tell our students over there is like, guys, like if you're going to get that 9 on listening, you have to keep challenging yourself. So every time I talk to a student, and again, like they're intermediate, upper intermediate, just like you listeners out there, and I ask them what podcast they're listening to. If they're only listening to IELTS Energy and Luke's English podcast, it's always like those two. If they're only listening to those, I'm like, that is not enough. Yeah. You need to be listening to stuff made for native speakers.
Oh, yeah, because you should always, it's just like they say in skiing, right? If you're skiing and if you haven't fallen in a day of skiing, you haven't challenged yourself, right? You should be falling.
Oh my gosh. This is a quick side note, just because this made me think of it. The other day, James and his dad and I were talking, and it's like, his dad was like, okay, James, if there is ever a point when you have no scrapes and no bruises on your legs, I will give you $1 million. Because this kid, right? He shows you guys every day you got to challenge yourself. You got to fall. You got to keep pushing forward.
See, kids know that. They know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the instinct, right? Because kids realize, like, I'm just a kid. There's a lot of growing I have to do if I want to be an adult.
It's true. Somehow as adults, we forget that. But kids know that. They have to grow and grow and grow and push themselves. I love that. That's so good. So guys, if you know who you are, if you're there and you get most of what we say on this show, it's time to branch out. You know, stay in touch with us. Come back. Check in. Learn a few new things a few times a week. But go out and see what else there is. There's so many good shows, good podcasts, good YouTube channels to check out.
Oh my gosh, so much amazing stuff.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And and over on IELTS Energy, guys, we actually created a very exciting quiz. Jessica, you want to tell our listeners about that new quiz we have?
Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Maybe you could tell from my reaction how much work has been put into this. Wow. Right? Let's see. Like, this is a huge project that we've created for you guys, and we're so excited for you to use it. So it's a quiz tool. Guys, you know how like when you go on Facebook and there's always this thing that pops up and it's this quiz, like, which celebrity are you? So think about that, except for IELTS. So what it is, you answer some questions that this is like, these are scientifically based questions that we have here for you guys. And based on your answers to these questions, we can tell you what score you would get on IELTS right now.
Yes.
And based on that score, you will get a personalized study plan. So like these levels we're talking about today, pre-intermediate, intermediate, upper intermediate, all of those levels have their own study plans, their own classes and ideas.
Yeah.
And that's like the free part with this quiz. So guys, I mean, there is so much waiting for you, so many resources waiting for you if you take this quiz.
Definitely, guys. So go over and go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and give it a try. If IELTS is somewhere in your future, test it out. See what you would get tomorrow if you were to take IELTS right away. I love it. This has been a great question. I want to say thank you to Anderson for asking this question. And thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. It's always fun to be on the microphone with you.
I love Thursdays. They're the best. All right, Lindsay.
All right. Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.